listening to the Friday Five here on the Agent Survival Guide podcast. This is our weekly list of five things agents should know about, and I'm your host, Sarah Ruppel. It has been an interesting week that started off very, very early on Sunday morning watching the Bluey special before and after church. I read an article this week that suggests The Sign, that's the name of the latest episode, might serve as the series finale for Bluey. And I am not going to link to it in the episode notes because I'm pretending that I did not read it and there is no potential for that happening because Bluey has been a staple in our home for a long time. If you've watched it, you likely know that it is an absolutely lovely show featuring the Heeler family, a mix of orange and blue Heeler Australian Shepherd dogs. And fun fact, I did try to convince my husband to adopt a dog based solely on the fact that it was part blue Heeler, but he made the excellent point that we're just not ready for a dog at the moment, especially not with three cats. And that segues us very nicely to last week's question of the week, when we asked you to respond with what kind of pets you have. And according to our poll, we've got a lot of dog owners in our audience. Also a lot of cat owners, just not quite as many as our canine friends. So that was the winner of last week's poll. Moving on to our list this week, beginning at number five. And this one relates back to our question of the week winner last week, the social platform you wanted to learn more about, TikTok. This week, TikTok flipped the script on Meta, launching their Instagram-like competitor, TikTok Notes, to a very small selection of iOS and Android users in Australia and Canada. From the images I've seen so far, there are two feeds, a For You feed and a Following feed, very similar to other social platforms. Posted images contain captions and headlines, which is an interesting addition that Instagram does not have. And also, the For You feed presents a two-column feed of posts rather than just a single column to scroll through, kind of a hybrid between the Instagram feed and the Discover page, but stylistically looks a little bit more like Pinterest with rounded edges on the photos. Users can like, comment, and bookmark posts, and from the promo images, it looks like you'll be able to link your TikTok account to your TikTok Notes account, similar to the connection between Threads and Instagram. No word yet on when TikTok Notes will hit US app stores, but we will certainly keep you posted. Number four, Ruppel recommends. Last weekend, after a very active Saturday out and about, including a trip to a small stream that my daughter has become obsessed with, we sat down to watch Rebel Moon, and when I say we, I mean largely my husband and I, as my daughter flitted between playing with slime and watching TV in her room. Now, Rebel Moon was directed by Zack Snyder from a story he conceived and co-wrote with two other writers. I've seen a handful of his movies, but I can't say that I actively seek them out. What I will say is that I do understand the negative reviews the movie got, because while the story and visuals were definitely interesting, they did feel a bit one-dimensional and at times contrived, but I did enjoy watching it compared to some of the other Snyder movies. This movie ended satisfyingly enough. It is part one of two, but it doesn't end on that terrible of a cliffhanger that you're just waiting for the next installment with bated breath or anything. I was excited to see that part two comes out today, so that is likely what we will be watching at some point this weekend. Tonight just might be a good night because my daughter will likely be playing Taylor Swift's new album on repeat, trying to learn all the words by heart in the shortest amount of time possible, as you do when you are that age. In case you haven't heard, the Tortured Poets Department was released at midnight, and honestly, I'm surprised that my daughter did not want to set her alarm for midnight when the album was officially released. Today and the next couple of days will likely be filled with reviews and hot takes on the new album. All of its songs, what the lyrics mean, all of those fun bits of lore that come with a Taylor Swift release. And in the spirit of that release, we are getting in on the fun with this week's question of the week. We want to know, what is your favorite Taylor Swift album? Our poll will include the Tortured Poets Department, along with all of the other albums for you to choose from. And the link to that poll, again, is bit.ly/ASG question. That is bit.ly/ASG question. And again, that link will be in the notes, and we will be posting it on our socials as well. Choose your favorite album, and we will report on the results in next week's Friday 5 episode. Number 3. Last Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics released their March 2024 Consumer Price Index report. And I want to preface this by saying that it's an interesting time for the economy, considering the difference between expectations and reality, and how experts have responded to the report. So let's start out with what was expected in the lead up to the official March 2024 data. Estimates had the year-over-year CPI coming in up 3.4%. This would have been a 0.3% gain from the numbers we saw in February 2024, which would be a drop, considering we saw a 0.4% gain from January to February 2024. Now, for reference, January's year-over-year CPI came in at 3.1%, while February was up 3.2% year-over-year. With those expectations, economists seemed largely hopeful that we would still be seeing the first interest rate cut coming in over the summer months, with Goldman Sachs analysts predicting a cut to happen by the June Federal Open Committee meeting. But then there is reality. The March 2024 CPI data came in at 3.5% year over year and up 0.4% from February 2024. I do want to mention there is much more to the decision to raise or lower interest rates than just CPI data. But another surprise this month that factors into the equation, the jobs report. Experts were estimating around 200,000 jobs to be added to the market in March 2024. That number came in at 303,000, so significantly higher than what was expected. And with those differences from expectations to reality, as small as they might seem in the overall scheme of things, economists are now pushing back their expectations of the first interest rate cuts. I have seen September at the earliest and other more conservative estimates suggesting December of 2024 as the earliest that we will see interest rate cuts. It's a very interesting time for the economy right now. The next Federal Open Market Committee meeting is scheduled for April 30th and May 1st. Still likely that they will be holding interest rates intact, which at least is as expected. Number 2, in past Friday 5 episodes, we've talked about recent drug shortages in medications used to treat ADHD. Turns out, the situation is no longer reserved for just ADHD medications. The American Society of Health System Pharmacists recently published another call for policy reform around ongoing drug shortages. ASHP and their partners at the University of Utah Drug Information Service recently reported on the status of nationwide drug shortages for Q1 2024. At the time, they were tracking 323 active shortages. According to their reports, this year's Q1 numbers surpassed the previous record-holding shortage of 320 drugs reported back in 2014. The American Society of Health System Pharmacists publishes a drug shortages list on their website. We will be linking to that list in the notes. Highly recommend bookmarking it so you have that list of information available to you if you get a client calling and inquiring about a drug shortage issue. That list should give you a little bit more information about all of the products affected, the reason for the shortage, available alternatives, and estimated resupply dates. All great information to have should a client reach out and need your assistance. Number one, on Friday last week, CMS published an update to the ACA unauthorized plan switching situation, acknowledging again that they take the situation seriously. In the official press release, they said, quote, CMS is taking swift actions to protect consumers from unauthorized activity by agents and brokers, and to root out bad actors who are violating CMS rules, end quote. They go on to mention in that release that when agents and brokers, quote, violate CMS rules or commit fraud, end quote, the consequences include suspension and termination. CMS directs inquiries toward the Marketplace Call Center toll-free number. That is the place that consumer calls should be directed, and that number is 1-800-318-2596. The TTY number is 1-855-889-4325. We will have links to the press release in the episode notes. We've got a blog article coming about this topic. Definitely want to be mindful of those 800 numbers so you can help any consumers who might reach out to you for help. CMS also mentions in the release that they are continuing to investigate the situation and that they are open to making changes in the future should they find that's the best course forward. We will be sure to keep you updated on the situation as it unfolds. But that is all we have for you in this week's episode. Don't forget to vote in this week's poll at bit.ly/ASG question. And if you're not already, follow along with our show so you don't miss out on any of our future episodes. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. Stay healthy and stay safe out there. And we will see you next week. The Agent Survival Guide podcast is a production of Ritter Insurance Marketing, an Integrity company. This episode was written and produced by me, Sarah Ruppel. Script editing and fact check by Tina Lamoureux. Podcast design by Urban Rivera. Artwork by Vivian Zhao. Follow along with us wherever you like to listen.